This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 700 pledged delegates have told the Associated Press or announced they plan to support U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention. That's over one-third of the pledged delegates she needs in order to clinch the nomination. On Monday, Harris also won the endorsement of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The vice president on Monday at the White House praised what she called President Joe Biden's quote-unquote unmatched legacy and said she is deeply grateful for his service to our nation. As Democratic Party delegates on Monday continue to line up behind Vice President Kamala Harris, some are offering advice on possible running mates, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While President Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris for president after dropping out, the VP has not said who she will pick as a running mate. But Rhode Island Democratic Party delegate Kristen Peters-Hamlin says there's one clear choice, Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizona is a swing state. Mark adds ideological balance. He's done very well in Arizona attracting Latinos and suburban women who are key to winning this election.
And she says the Democrats would not lose his Senate seat.
Because of the Constitution in Arizona, which requires that it be from the same party.
I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina blamed her political opponents for deadly violence that swept the country during recent student-led protests against quotas in government jobs, stating on Monday a curfew would be lifted when the situation improved. Her comments came a day after the South Asian country's top court agreed to scrap most job quotas in a ruling on Sunday following days of clashes between protesters and security forces.